Ted.
Ted and Ned.
Hello, my name is Ed.
We are weird. Catch our show when you can. We do not make sense.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Ed.
I'm Ted.
And we're Ted Edwards.
No, we're Ted and Ed.
We're Ted Edwards for today. We want to get hired. I feel a tickle in my nose. I think I might need to sneeze.
We have the desire to be hired. We have the desire to be hired.
All right.
The hired.
We're going to get hired by NASA, sometimes pronounced NASA. So let's go get hired.
Meow.
Hello, welcome to NASA. How can I help you?
We're hired.
You have to apply first to be hired.
Well, we got an email, so I think we're good.
Is this the email you were looking for?
I don't know. Is it?
This is not the email you are looking for.
Whoa, mind tricks!
This one is for Ted Edwards.
Yeah, that's us.
You are two people. He is one.
Yeah, well, if you combine both of our intelligence and tape our arms together, we're basically one person.
Both of your intelligence combined is 2.3. You are not smart.
I think we are smart enough.
Your job description is to build a computer.
We can build a computer. I do that every Tuesday.
Obviously, we can build a computer because we're definitely smart enough.
Yeah, combined, we're like a whole human being.
I will now test your intelligence to see if you are able to build a supercomputer.
Oh, but first, can you do a little thing to help us out here? I think everyone's kind of thinking the same thing. You need to inflectionize your voice more. It's kind of monotone.
Okay, downloading inflection program. Beep. Beep. Beep.
How long is this gonna take?
Beep. Beep.
Could you go faster, please? We kinda need to hurry up with the interview.
Yeah, we're on a time crunch here. Next up, we have to go get some milkshakes.
Beep. Beep. Download complete. Inflection program installed.
Hi! Welcome to NASA. How can I help you?
This is so much better! Yeah! Let's get interviewed!
Do you want me to ask you a question?
Yeah, we love getting asked questions. Some of our listeners will email us at questions10ned@gmail.com.
I don't need to know that.
Okay, ask us a question.
Meow!
What made you desire to work at NASA?
We just had the desire for some money.
That's not
the right thing to say, is it?
No, it isn't, honey.
Also, we just had an email and we're like, oh my gosh, we can work in NASA, we should go. And also, space is awesome!
You can't go to space yet.
Well, we could because we've been there before.
But you can't if you're working at NASA.
But isn't NASA all about space?
Of course it is! But when you first apply for the job, you can't go to space yet, my dearie.
You're a robot, right?
Of course I am.
Then how come I just felt the spit from your voice?
That was some lubricant.
Can we just be hired? Are you gonna keep asking us questions?
Ooh, we should ask you questions. How much old are you?
This isn't how interviews work.
I thought it was a two-way street.
Also, I'm like a few years old because I was manufactured.
You're a baby!
No, I'm a robot. I'm way smarter than you.
Yeah, but you're a smart baby.
I'm also a robot.
Do you like apples? I like to build computers with apples.
That's our favorite computer building material.
Yeah, apple computers.
Very acidic.
Don't be ridiculous, children. You can't build a computer with apples.
Oh my gosh, you sound like Ted's mom.
I know, that's what the website that I download the voice at the recording, I copied her voice.
Whoa, yeah. Katie has a voice recording download file?
Yeah, I'm an imitator robot.
Hi, I'm Ted. No, I'm Ted.
See, I just copied your friend's voice.
I feel like this is hard to display on a podcast, but I hope they get the picture.
Yeah.
Meow!
When can you start?
Start what?
When can you start the job? Because you need to be available, like, practically every day.
Oh, every day? Well, we have plans all the way up until, I think, 5 years from now.
You're gonna need to be available for much longer than that. After all, you're applying for the robot job, right? Because you're androids. So,
okay.
Since you're applying to the robot position, you need to be available for a few thousand years.
Oh, I think we can squeeze that in.
Ed.
Wait.
We're not robots.
Wait, yeah, but We can live 1,000 years.
Why are we applying for a robot job?
Because we can live
just as... Can we leave?
We're just as smart as robots.
Meow!
Oh, hey, you're like super smart and stuff. So I have a very important question for you. There's a rumor that's like practically true, but I just need confirmation from you. It's that there's an asteroid coming from space and it's going to smash all of Earth.
That information is classified, honey.
So it's true?
I can neither confirm nor deny your claim.
You said confirm. Oh no, it's true!
Ah! Hey, are aliens real?
That information is classified, Ted.
What if we're aliens?
Then you will be arrested!
What? Wait, I didn't say we were. I said what?
All NASA employees! Aliens have been detected on the interview level. Come and arrest them immediately.
We're not actually aliens, NASA employees. We're actually just humans who just wanted a job in space. Oh, this sounds like a song. Dance party.
Bye,
bye,
bye.
Bye, bye,
bye. Bye,
bye,
bye.
Are you Ted Edwards? Are you here for your interview?
No, I am not.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Yes, I am. That's wonderful. We'll get started right away. That's wonderful. Hee hee hee.
What?